We are still working on it, and I think it'll be a combination of things. There will probably be a commission set up to look at pretrial services that will be in the Department of Public Safety. That will try and identify a risk assessment tool, and come back in to that the legislative session in 2015. Probably also try and pilot such a tool in perhaps a rural and suburban county prior to that time. And then we will probably have some sort of a bridge to implement somewhat soon.
To comply with the court ruling, because I guess the deadline is it starts June 5th or 6th, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. You know, so we'll probably have something in place. You know, that addresses.
Any idea how much that's going to cost, or is it, I mean, are you starting to run the numbers?
I don't have any numbers at this point in time. You know, and then there's a possibility that, you know, if we have some real hard deadlines and a plan, you know, that we hope that maybe the court would, you know, continue to allow things to perhaps continue as they are. But like I said, the idea is that we'll have a bridge, that, you know, we'll have one plan that says, here's how we will operate until such time as we have perhaps a risk assessment tool or some other sort of pretrial services in place.
When I've been across the hall talking to Senate President Miller about this, he has openly criticized the court decision. I'll ask you, what do you think of the decision? Is it unfair? And he argues it's unfair.
I'm not sure I'd use the word unfair. I do disagree with the decision. I think that what we did in 2012 was appropriate. And to be honest, obviously the chief judge of the Court of Appeals wrote the dissent. I think that by providing counsel at the bail review hearings that are in place now before a judge, I think that is appropriate and that the system works well. At the same time, although I wasn't on the task force that we created in 2012 to sort of look at our criminal justice system in general and our sort of commissioner system, reviewing sort of what people are doing or what other states are doing across the country, there are, I think, better ways to handle pretrial and detention. There's certainly been a great deal written about mass incarceration, and I don't think there's any question that there are individuals that are detained for minor crimes for longer periods of time than they should be. So this has been a good process for us to look at whether or not we are doing things correctly. One of the systems we looked at was D.C., mm-hmm. You know, and now the difference is D.C. is federally funded. They've got a big budget. We don't have that kind of budget. But at the same time, you know, it's a system where they're not detaining people for minor crimes or even some more serious crimes. But they provide services. People that are sort of in the middle range of if they're getting out, they're getting out with home detention and, you know, home monitoring. And, you know, if they need services such as alcohol or drug treatment, they're being put into different programs. We can do better than we're doing, and I think that's something we need to look at. It's going to take time.
Yeah. Any idea we're going to have final recommendations or a bill that, to consider? Is that
I think we may have something either by the end of next week or the beginning of the week after.
Gotcha.
So.
And why was today's meeting it was like in a locked in the lounge, the door was closed.
I think it was more for noise than anything else, to be honest. But it was the members of the joint sort of work group, the members of the four members from the Senate, the four members from the House, a couple of members from the governor's staff were there, members of the speaker's staff were there. So I actually think it was noise. It was not intent.
Not deliberately trying to keep the press out.
I don't think that was
all right.
It. And then it was just talking about the different proposals, and there are several different ones floating afoot, so we still have some work to do.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.